You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Okay, we're going to try something we've never tried before here on BFM. Kia ora, Jamie. Hello.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
here we are.
We did it.
We've done it.
Two radio stations live at once. This is wild.
I wonder if this has happened before. Surely.
Surely somewhere, but maybe not in the student radio network.
I don't know. I've been thinking about that, and I've been wondering if it has happened in the past, but surely not. I think we're innovators.
I think so.
It's us. We're the pioneers of this one. Jamie, I feel like we should introduce each other to each other's respective audiences and maybe get a bit of a gist of what's going on here. Who are you? Hello.
Oh, kia ora. My name is Jamie Green, down here in Otipote at Radio 191 FM. I'm the breakfast host, obviously, and the producer. We're not lucky enough to have two people in two roles. I take both on. But I do it with gusto and vista, and I love my job. So that's me. I've been at Radio 1 for probably far too long now, altogether probably about 14 years.
Taking
over the breakfast role once the current mayor became a city councillor and left Radio 1. and now he's gone on to bigger and better things and is running the city and leaving me here. And no, I will not be going into politics.
All right. Excellent.
What about you two?
Well, kia ora to everyone down in Dunedin. People who are sort of confused at home, we are live linked to Dunedin and vice versa. Dunedin is live linked to Tāmaki Makaurau at the moment via the magic of radio and the magic of the student radio network. My name is Rachel. I'm the breakfast host. And
I'm Zoe. I produce the breakfast show.
And we're trying out a new segment called Breakfast Buffet, which is basically with the idea of linking up with all of our friends around the country in the student radio network and having a bit of a kōrero about what's happening in all the different places around the country that do, I mean, basically what we all do, which is support local music, support local communities, and, you know, keep the alternative media going. what's happening down in Otipoti this weekend? What's cool on the gig radar out there?
We've got a few cool gigs. The Chats have come over from the other side of the ditch, and they're playing a show tomorrow night. And the artist I'm going to talk to you about soon, Adelaide Cara, is having their album release party tomorrow night. Their debut record was released earlier last week, and so tomorrow night they're going to have a big shindig down in the southern part of the city, and we're all pretty excited about that. And with Adelaide, I need to point out Adelaide does work at Radio 191 FM, but we're not going to be talking about her because of that. The music is just that good. But I must point out that Adelaide does work here.
Isn't that the nature of student radio, though? Everybody does everything. You got you know, many fingers and many pies. It's kind of the vibe of community stations, eh?
Indeed, but it's not nepotism in any way, shape or form.
Hard out, no. A very cool record in its own right. Well, we've got some good stuff up here as well. We've got Louisa Nicklin tonight, Tāmaki Makaurau's own. She's performing, she's done a big tour all around the country. I think she made her way down to Dunedin not too long ago as well. And she is going to be doing her last show on that tour here in Auckland this evening at Whammy Bar. And also we've got Womb up from Wellington, and they're playing at Wine Cellar, which is right behind Whammy Bar. They're all connected by doors and corridors, and I think they've managed to organise their respective timetables so that you could get tickets to both and see both artists, which I think is a pretty cool thing. So that's going to be a good one happening here. And then tomorrow we've also got the Flying Nun 40th birthday party / anniversary show at the Town Hall, which is going to be a big evening. I think there's heaps of bands playing at that one, and it's completely sold out, so that's going to be a big one up here.
Including former Radio 1 alumni Shane Carter.
Yes.
Straight Jacket Fitz, of course.
Yes, indeed. Tell us a little bit more about Adelaide Cara, please, Jamie.
Adelaide Cara, as I said before, works here as our production manager. But Adelaide went through the music school here at the University of Otago. And this album that they have put out, which is called How Does the Sound, is their honours project.
Oh, cool.
It was a labour of love for many years. The record is all about that, you know, those formative years of between 17 and 22. So there's a lot of, like, first loves and heartache and heartbreak and trying to find your way in the world and where you want to go and what you want to do. It's a autobiographical record. Adelaide is pretty genre bending, isn't really sticking to one particular formula, except there is a kind of overarching gothic feel to it, which Adelaide's kind of taken cues from her surroundings, from the city. I mean, if you've ever been to Dunedin before, you'll see all this brutal gothic architecture, and because it's quite cold and grey for the winter, but not for the summer. It's quite warm and lovely, actually.
Beautiful city.
Yeah, well, it is. So they take cues from their surroundings, and they produce quite a wonderful work, actually, which you will hear one of the songs shortly, but I'm pretty sure you'll be playing Adelaide's songs anyway.
Well, I'm very excited to have a listen to Moonlit, because we actually haven't played this one on the Breakfast Show yet, so I'm very excited to give that one a spin. We've given you a track from Tamaki Makaurau Punk's Tombs to play. They are Dorian and Nick, a duo, bass and drums, and they make so much noise. They're such a fun band to catch live. And they've just announced that they've got a new album coming out, which is really exciting. Excuse me, really exciting stuff. And they're going to be heading out on tour. So for all of you listening in Dunedin, you can catch them on the 6th of August playing at The Crown with Cuck, Human Susan and Night Lunch, which is going to be a mean gig. We had Night Lunch up in Tamaki Makaurau for the first time last weekend, weekend before at Deep Dive Festival.
Oh, and that was so cool.
That was awesome. There was a lot of hotly anticipated people waiting to see that gig there. So that was very exciting for us here in Auckland. But yeah, I recommend you go and check out Tombs if you haven't listened to the music before or if you've never seen them live. It's just so much fun and very cathartic for getting out, you know, a bit of angst or a bit of anger you've had building up over the week. So put that one in your calendar. Dead Bird is the name of their new single, which we have given you, Jamie.
Yes, yes, I've got Dead Bird here. I'm quite excited about seeing Tombs. I've never seen them before, but played them many times. I'm just wondering, because, you know, I love Tombs. They are so heavy, but they also have Smoot.
Yes, Smoot, which is their fantastic sort of cover project. I think they put out some Mint Chicks covers last year over the lockdown, which was super. I didn't know I needed that in my life, but it really, you know, fitted in very well with the sort of lockdown feels, I think.
And I just love how, like, it's a juxtaposition to Tombs as well. It's quieter and sweeter and more delicate in a way. So, I wonder if they're going to play some Smoot songs as well. Some of those covers would be great. But I'm looking forward to hearing the song Dead Bird.
Well, I think we better say ka kite then. Thank you very much, Jamie. It's been a very fun first breakfast buffet with the crew down in Radio 1 in Dunedin. Have a lovely rest of your morning, and we'll see you / chat to you again sometime soon.
You too, and anoha ra, Auckland. Have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll talk again later on. Cheers.
Cool. Thanks, Jamie. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. Portal to
All right. To
the dimension closed. This is Adelaide Cara with Moonlit. Thank you so much to Jamie Green from down in Radio 1 in Dunedin. Live link between the radio worked pretty well.
Yeah. And in my reach, you smiled. I love you, you said. It all made sense in my head. Woke up with tears on the sheets of my. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.